two feuding co-stars in a Jane Austen film adaptation accidentally travel back in time to the Regency era in this enemies to lovers clever debut from writer Madeline Bell. It's called The Austen Affair. Tess Bright is cast in a role of a lifetime in Jane Austen's Northanger Abbey, her last chance to prove herself as a serious actress. But her co-star is Hugh Balfour, a serious British method actor who wants nothing to do with Tess. The two fizzle on camera, but off camera, the sparks fly. Their disdain for one another comes to a head just in time for an electrical accident, which sends them back in time 200 years. Tess and Hugh will have to work together to blend into the 19th century and find a way to get back to their time. Apart from the romance, The Austen Affair is a tribute and love letter to the writer Jane Austen. Fans of Austen will appreciate Madeline Bell's authentic recreation of the Regency era and thrill in the references to Austen's other novels and movies throughout the book. This is Madeline Bell's first adult novel. She's also the author of two young adult novels under the pen name Christine Colella. Here's our What We're Reading conversation. So let's talk about The Austen Affair. You've set the story within Jane Austen's novel, Northanger Abbey. That's maybe and maybe arguably one of her least well-known works. Can you remind us, first of all, what that novel is about and then why you wanted it to be central to your story?
Definitely. So Northanger Abbey is largely about Catherine Morland, who is a young woman who gets to travel for the first time in her life to Bath, where she meets a young clergyman named Henry Tilney, who is the second son of a very powerful, general. And Catherine Morland is a really imaginative woman. She loves gothic novels and she really lets her imagination run away with her, which leads to a few hijinks and scrapes down the line. The reason that I thought Northanger Abbey would be fun to be central to this book is that it's really under adapted in terms of Austen's works. So when I wanted to set this book on a Hollywood film set, I thought, wouldn't it be much more fun to have them be doing a lesser known Austen for the film? But also I felt like Catherine Morland's overactive imagination was thematically appropriate for what Tess goes through when she travels to the past, because she gets really wrapped up in this place that is technically speaking real, but not relevant to her true life in the modern age. So I felt like their struggles were similar.
The Austen Affair is part romanticy. Romanticy is very big. It's the blending of the romance genre with fantasy. It's got that time travel element. It's also enemies to lovers, which is a really popular literary trope right now. Tess and Hugh, who you mentioned, are playing the lead roles in this film adaptation of Northanger Abbey, and they do not get off on the right foot. Hugh has made it very clear from the start that he wants nothing to do with Tess. And obviously that's going to change as you get into the story. So you've got already three elements to this book that just, wow, you've got Jane Austen, you've got romanticy, you've got enemies to lovers. And that is like a wildly exciting formula, I think. Can you talk about how you wanted to, first of all, have a time travel element, but also work with that enemies to lovers theme?
Totally. So I would say that the impetus of the time travel thing is really that I'm just a huge history nerd. I was a history major in college, and one of my favorite daydreams is just the idea of, oh, if I somehow fell into the past, how would I survive that era? So it was a really natural thing to collide with my love of Jane Austen. I was like, how would you survive in the Regency era if you just landed there by accident one day? So that was sort of a fulfillment of a longtime daydream for me. And as for enemies to lovers, it is my favorite trope. I think that it is actually a lot deeper than most people give it credit for, because the idea of someone hating you and then loving you implies that they've seen you at your worst and they love you anyway. And I think that can actually be a very profound thing. And I do have to credit Jane Austen as being sort of the initiator of that trope. Pride and Prejudice is the ultimate enemies to lovers, so it felt like a good tribute to have here.
This is what we're reading on KAXE KBXE. We're talking with writer Madeline Bell. Her new novel is The Austen Affair. So I'm a pretty big Austen fan myself. To my enjoyment, I was able to pick out several Easter eggs or references that you put into your story to other Jane Austen novels or key moments from some of the film adaptations, like the infamous Mr. Darcy hand flex from the 2005 Joe Wright film, plus some others. Can you talk about working those into your story?
To me, it felt really natural to work those in because I've written Tess as someone who's an obsessive fan like me. So it felt like, the first thing she would think upon seeing a bowl of potatoes at dinner is, what excellent boiled potatoes. It just felt like so natural.
And that's another reference to the Joe Wright film with Mr.
Absolutely.
Collins.
Absolutely. But I kind of thought it was fun that the moment it comes out of her mouth, she's like, "Oh no, I'm Mr. Collins." But but in the end, it's not the worst thing you can say.
One really interesting thing about the two characters, Tess and Hugh, is that they are actors. So because they're actors, they seem like so suited for being in this predicament of being in the past and being able to act their way out. Can you talk about why, in particular, you thought that having actors in this role would make the story really happen?
Definitely. I think you're completely spot on that actors would be uniquely suited to handle this. I think most people would panic. And I think that that was the fun of their two acting styles. I felt like one alone could not have survived this, but they needed both of their sort of specialties, so to speak. Tess is really good at improvisation. She can go with the flow, whereas Hugh is very rigid and has done a lot of research. So he can sort of fill in the gaps of Tess's knowledge, and she can sort of give him the courage to move forward when they need to take a big swing.
So I'm sure you already know this because you're a fan. There is a new adaptation for both
Yeah.
Pride and Prejudice and Sense and Sensibility in the works. That blew my mind that both of them are being moved forward right now. There was recently a remake of Persuasion. I'm
Yes.
so curious what you think about the endurance of Jane Austen's stories moving forward.
Absolutely. I personally think that you can't have too many Jane Austen adaptations. I think that it is a testament to the timelessness of her work. I still feel 200 years later, when I read her books and watch her movies, that I am hearing a friend tell me a story. So I feel like the themes never fade, they never become less relevant. And so it's going to captivate people for centuries to come. I really love seeing everyone take their different spins on it. I think it's fun, it's exciting, it keeps things fresh.
Now, do you have a favorite Jane Austen novel as well as a favorite adaptation? And I'm
I
curious, first of all, I'm
do.
curious to know if they're going to be one and the same or, same book, same movie, but, do you have some favorites that you want to share?
Absolutely. I really wish that I had a more interesting answer to the favorite novel. It's Pride and Prejudice. Best one. It's not overrated in my mind. It's appropriately rated. It's famous for a reason. So I would definitely say Pride and Prejudice is my favorite book. And the 2005 adaptation will always have a special place in my heart because it was the first one I ever saw and it was my introduction to Jane Austen. But in the interest of keeping it exciting and fresh, I'm going to say that one adaptation that I really love is Autumn de Wilde's Emma from 2020. That one is so funny. It captures the comedy of all of the characters in the village so perfectly. The costumes are beautiful, and I love the whole cast, so I can't find a single thing wrong with it.
Madeline Bell is the author of The Austen Affair. It's what we're reading. I'm Tammy Bobrowski.